You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Friday, August the 12th, 2020. You might think this must be Friday the 13th, but it's not. It's Friday, August the 12th. When you look at all the things that are happening regarding the FBI raid on the Trump compound in Mar-a-Lago and all the allegations that have been going around, the rumors, the lies, and falsehoods, we now have, apparently, several news agencies seeing the documents and receipts of what were taken from the Trump house by the FBI agents, and the justification for the search warrant still being withheld, the affidavit, that would be the one that says, here's why we should be going in. Now, I'm going to break that down for you in some detail here in a moment. But first of all, they say that they claim this, the CNN saying this, the Wall Street Journal saying it, Fox News, 11 sets of classified documents, some one set of top secret SCI documents that would be top secret sensitive information, the highest level of classification, and other sets of top secret documents, sets of secret documents, and sets of confidential documents. It's not known exactly what they involve specifically. But there were allegations going around yesterday that there would be materials related to nuclear weapons or something of that nature. That's what they were claiming. No details provided. But the Washington Post was citing people familiar with the investigation, saying the FBI was searching Trump's home for, quote, classified documents relating to nuclear weapons. In other words, suggesting he has nuclear codes for launching missiles that he took with him. First of all, those codes change constantly. So whatever he took months ago wouldn't be worth anything now anyway. But beyond that, you just throw in the word nuclear, that suddenly set the state-controlled media running hair on fire. My God, he's got information about nuclear weapons. Some even coming forward and saying grounds for treason and for execution. I want to point out something to you. If it's that valuable, if it were that important, and the FBI, in looking to get a search warrant signed off, would they not have pressed faster? I mean, really, really fast if they feared something like that was in his possession? Because they didn't. They got the search warrant signed by the judge that they found in South Florida, a friend of Democrats and a friend of Jeffrey Epstein, representing some of his employees. Yes, the same Jeffrey Epstein who hung himself in jail. Well, I'll leave that for you to decide. Bottom line is, they got the search warrant signed three days before they bothered carrying out the raid. If it was really that sensitive and they were that concerned about it, do you not think they would have acted faster? Trump, of course, is saying immediately, nuclear weapons issue, that's a hoax. Just like Russia, 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 the impeachments, Mueller investigation, all a hoax. Hard to deny when he says that he's right on every one of those points. The House moving closer, of course, to passing the Inflation Reduction Comedy Act. I know comedy is not written in there, but it might as well be. The chamber voting to begin debate on the legislation. Nancy Pelosi says this is life-changing legislation. Damn right it is. It's going to cost you, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren for a long time to come. And included inside of it, a lot of money for 87,000 IRS agents. And Democrat Richard Neal, Massachusetts, said the House will increase tax rates if our party remains in power after the upcoming midterm elections. There you have it. He says, we will look to increase taxes. They've been telling you they wouldn't be doing that, right? Yeah, that's right. New York State reporting they have found polio in the New York City wastewater samples. They're worried about polio spreading throughout the city of New York already. And Liz Cheney, you want some good news? Let me give you some news about Liz Cheney. Running for Republican in Wyoming in her primary. Trump endorsed her primary candidate. Cheney is losing, apparently, by 57 points or more. She won't be coming back as a Republican, ever.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with a Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Federal law, long-standing department rules, and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time. There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First, I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken.
Well, those were the words of Merrick Garland yesterday about this time as he went before the cameras and explained what was happening or what did happen in the search of the Trump house in Mar-a-Lago, and pointing out that he did approve it. Now, in the beginning, I have to remind you, the response from the AG's office was, well, of course, we don't discuss cases that are under investigation, which he admits in this case that I'm doing it because of so much public outcry, trying to be transparent, and some are thinking there was a reason he did it. We'll come to that in a moment. But he admits that he is the one who signed off on it. Now, there was also a report yesterday that they're going to lay all of it at the feet of Christopher Wray, because after all, the head of the FBI was appointed by Trump. And at the time of his appointment, when Trump decided to keep him on, members of the Trump staff were saying, that's not a good guy for you. You need someone else in here. He's not going to be good for you. But Trump felt he had belief that Wray would do the right thing. Probably doesn't have that same belief now. And then you got A.G. Merrick Garland and Wray together. They still need to answer some direct questions. And they are going to be questioned. They're going to be called before a Senate committee and a House committee, regardless of who's in control of either House or Senate. Those will take place when and how. That's going to be the key. If Republicans win the House, it will happen a hell of a lot faster. So that's why 2022 midterm, still very, very important. Do not forget it. And do not take it for granted that all of this is going to spell the defeat. Many are saying the raid upon Mar-a-Lago will definitely have Trump running in 2024. And that it will be a full backlash against the Democrats. And, of course, they continue to try to build on their January 6th narrative, blaming everybody for what happened January 6th. Did you have a child, grandchild, born since January 6th when that false patriotic display took place? Because they could also be blamed. I'm just pointing that out to you. So, the judge had said, unless Trump denies the search warrant and the receipt of items being made public, I order that they be made public by 3 o'clock Central, which is now we're past that at 2:17. I'm sorry, he said 3 o'clock Eastern. We're past that. We're at 2:17 Central now. But already before that had reached that hour, various news agencies had access to it. And they're showing that the warrant was signed August 5. But the raid wasn't carried out for 3 days. So if there was just so much sensitive information that they had to go after, even as the Wall Street Journal or the Washington Post was reclaiming that there might be, to use their wording again, documents related to nuclear weapons. Why wait that long? And why also continue to keep up the charade that we're just going because the National Archives claims that it didn't get all the papers it should have? And again, the fact that if any of those documents taken out of there were classified, and they shouldn't have been. Trump and his team are now disputing the classification. You could expect that. They believe the information records had been declassified. In fact, he posted on his Truth Social account, the documents, quote, were all declassified. So what did they take out? Well, they took out 20 boxes of items, one set of documents marked as various classified, top secret, sensitive information documents, which I went through earlier. The search warrant, that's the receipt. The search warrant indicating it could search all of the 45 office storage rooms, all other rooms, areas used or available to be used by POTUS and staff, in which boxes or documents could be stored, including all structures or buildings on the estate. Doesn't say anything about searching Melania's closet and looking at all of her fine dresses and so forth, but who knows, that might be a place to hide secret documents, right? But again, when I look at all of this, if they really thought something that was that damning in there, why wait 3 days after they had the search warrant signed? Now again, you would not know the details of how this went down until much later with discovery and things of that nature. And we still don't have the affidavit. The affidavit would be what the agents relied upon to go to the judge and say, based upon this, we need to carry out this raid. They were already in talks with the Trump lawyers about some of the documents and exchanging, getting some back. They were even at the house 2 months before he showed them around, showed them the safe in the basement. And they suggested you need to put another lock on that thing and change it. And when they left, Secret Service said, we need to change it again. Or at least those are the stories that have been presented. Maybe one of those agents either saw something or thought they did that was the reasoning for it. We don't know. We need to see that affidavit. Because remember about the lies that were perpetuated by the FBI about the Steele dossier, even when they knew it was a lie, using it to go to the FISA court to get warrants to wiretap Carter Page and anyone else they wanted to, but might be involved, according to the Steele dossier, in foreign treacherous activities against our nation. And they got the Hunter laptop right in front of them, by the way. And they haven't done a damn thing about that, have they? That's the thing I want to drive home to you. I don't care if you're a Trump hater or supporter, Biden hater or supporter, or you're just really indifferent, or you're just so fed up, you're just so tired of the whole thing. Do not overlook the hypocrisy. But again, yesterday, Garland said, we would never have discussed any of this. It would not be what we do for protocol, but here's why we are.
The department did not make any public statements on the day of the search. The former president publicly confirmed the search that evening, as is his right. Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause. The property receipt is a document that federal law requires law enforcement agents to leave with the property owner. The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter.
And that's why he decided, he said, we would go public. Now, against that, here comes the very smug Lawrence O'Donnell of MSNBC saying, you know what happened here? Garland tricked the GOP.
During Merrick Garland's silent period, he got Republican Senator Mitch McConnell to say, the country deserves a thorough and immediate explanation of what led to the events of Monday. Attorney General Garland and the Department of Justice should already have provided answers to the American people and must do so immediately. Lindsey Graham said, there's a tremendous burden on the Department of Justice, in my view, to explain their actions, and I hope they will. Senator Rafael Cruz said, release the warrant now. The American people deserve to see it now. Senator Cruz addressed that demand to Merrick Garland, not Donald Trump, who we learned today from Merrick Garland, has a copy of the warrant, as well as a written inventory of what the FBI seized at his home. Merrick Garland stayed silent while Republicans demanded that Merrick Garland release information that Donald Trump himself possessed and could release, but was refusing to release.
See what he's saying? It was really a trick. He stayed silent. I want to point something out, though, that what Lawrence O'Donnell did then, referring to Senator Ted Cruz, as we often call him. He called him Raphael. Is that meant to be a slur and pointing out that he's not full American, that he's got Cuban heritage, and that we should take that as a note as to why Cruz is the way he is? Because most Cubans, if not all of them, are supporting Republicans. I'm just wondering. I'm wondering why he decided to write in Senator Rafael Cruz. It could be. Of course, a lot of folks did the same thing with Obama when he was in office. Remember, his full name is Barack Hussein Obama. And many on the right were calling him Hussein all the time because it went well with the fight against terrorists and jihadists and so forth. So O'Donnell either way thinks that Garland tricked the GOP. An attorney for Trump was at the House the day they were there. Christina Bobb. And she was asked, what about the story going around that there are nuclear documents?
This is what the Democrats do. They don't have any good reason for doing what they did. The pathetic presser that Merrick Garland held for 3 minutes was insufficient So they had to create fear. Normally, they should come out with exactly what happened and why and explain themselves. And if it was a good reason, they would have solid ground. They are not on solid ground. So they had to come up with something that would potentially terrify the American public into freely giving up their constitutional freedoms. You know, if we are on the verge of nuclear war, giving up the nuclear codes, maybe it's acceptable that they violated the president's constitutional rights. It was not acceptable, and they're trying to come up with reasons to make it sound appropriate and make it sound okay, because they don't actually have a good reason for doing what they did.
Well, obviously, again, that's Christina Bob, an attorney for Trump, who was there at Mar-a-Lago when the agent showed up. And from what we've seen already of the receipt, there's nothing there that stands out as really that bad. And if it were, why weren't they acting sooner than 3 days after getting the warrant signed to carry out the raid? And since she was there, I know you're thinking, well, did she watch them? Did she go with them? Did she follow them room to room and see what they were doing? She said, I tried to.
So I just started to follow them and was told I wasn't allowed to. And I said, I'm the president's attorney here on site. No one else had arrived at that time and said, I should have the opportunity to observe your search and observe what you're doing. And they basically said no. And I tried to push a little bit, but I'm not going to push too hard against the FBI. So I backed off. But at no point during the day did they let me follow them or accompany them throughout the property.
And the other point being there, when she says she backed off, doesn't mean she's legally backed off, but not dealing with a confrontation at that point. But that was noted, and it'll be brought up later. No one is saying that the FBI agents planted anything. I'm not saying it. There are some that might be speculating, and I'm not buying into that. But if it was really that important, why wait 3 days? That's still the question that bothers me. But Mary Garland says, whatever we were doing, we were lawful. Stand by.
USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing. All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence.
That, the words of Merrick Garland, Attorney General, yesterday, talking about, no, we follow the law and the ethics that everyone's presumed to be innocent. But they have never, never, never presumed Trump to be innocent of anything. I have called Trump out on this program numerous times for things he did that I thought were wrong. I'm not talking about criminal wrong. I'm just talking about morally, ethically, maybe, and are basically just wrong and classless. I've used that against him several times to the extent that some of my followers say, well, I thought you were a Trump supporter. I say, I'm a supporter of this nation. This program is built for patriotism. I do not care your political stripe, your religious affiliation, your gender or so-called gender, your sexual preference. None of that matters to me. First and foremost is, are you a patriot? Do you believe in this country, appreciate what you have here, then the laws of the land, and yes, it says you're presumed innocent. Now, look at Brittany Griner still over in the Russia prison, waiting to be released because she went in knowingly into that country carrying an illegal drug. She knew she couldn't, shouldn't do it. But, hey, I'm Brittany Griner. I'm a WNBA star. They're not going to do anything. Well, they did do something. And then she had to plead guilty. And after pleading guilty, they say, now maybe we can make a swap with her. And the only good thing out of that is that Paul Whelan, a white man, Marine, previously, and was working as a contractor in Russia on something else, when he was arrested 6 years ago on charges of espionage. I don't know if he did or did not carry out espionage, but it would not surprise me. They were trumped-up charges. And he denies still to this day. But we don't do that in this country. We do hold trials and use our system of justice. Is it always the result we wanted? No. I mean, you want a classic example? The O.J. Simpson case. I still think that was a travesty of justice with him being found innocent. But you accept it. And you may have some personal cases you know of. But when I hear Garland stand up there and say, we respect and assume everyone is innocent, that's a lie from him regarding Trump. They do not assume he's innocent. They have not during the Russia hoax. They have not even when they knew the Steele dossier was bought and paid for by the Clinton team and the Democrat National Committee, and the FBI agents were relying on what they knew was nothing more than bar talk and false information to get FISA warrants so they could go out and wiretap messages with Carter Page and anyone else they wanted to. They knew it was a lie. So they didn't presume Trump was innocent of any connection to Russia. They were out to prove that he was and not assume that he was innocent. So Mary Garland flat out lied in that statement. The only thing he said truthfully yesterday, two things. One, he said, I authorized it. I still want to know if Biden was notified. Supposedly the White House says he wasn't. I question that. And the only other thing he said on that is that there are a lot of good people in the FBI and the Attorney General's office. That I agree with. But when you have a rat at the top of it, everything down begins to smell. Coming up, my guest John Daniel Davidson says the 2024 election is being rigged right now, right in front of your eyes. We're going to break that down for you when we continue. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
For some companies, loyalty is a lost word. You give a company your business, your years, but in the end, you're just a number. But at Ackerman Toyota, loyalty is appreciated. Thousands of customers personally know this. New Ackerman customers quickly see it. Loyalty defines Ackerman Toyota for all customers and employees. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Glad to welcome back my guest, John Daniel Davidson, senior editor with The Federalist. Welcome back on board, John. Oh, we don't have him online yet. We're still trying to arrange it. Still trying to get him. We don't have him hooked up yet. I just assumed we did. I was busy looking up something else. Didn't notice he wasn't there. But we are in the process of connecting with him now as I speak. He wrote a piece earlier today that caught my attention, and I reached out to him early this morning, something like, not that early, something around 8:30 this morning, and asking, I'd like to have you on board to talk about this, because it was titled, The 2024 election is being rigged right now in plain sight. And it had to do with the FBI raid on Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago. Now, in the article at that time, and again, keep in mind, he wrote this. It was published this morning before a lot of the developments have taken place in the last 2 hours we've been on the air, actually, where we've been told what the search warrant involved as to what the agents could search, and then the receipt of document that shows what they did take with them. But the basic premise that was going around yesterday, and he alluded to some of it, that one of the expert observers, such as Margo Cleveland at the Federalist, and I believe I even quoted her yesterday, that it was probably looking for something that would implicate Trump in the January 6th riot that had nothing to do with National Archives. We've all questioned that from the beginning. Remember, they were claiming, we're looking for stuff that he took that belonged to the National Archives, and that's why we're doing it. And that seemed like such a funny phrasing because, first of all, Trump said his lawyers were working with them, and they could not make it happen. I mean, that they couldn't get their stuff together on getting everything that they thought they might want. But they were still in the process of working on it. Now, apparently we're still having trouble getting him. All right, I guess we're not going to be able to make it work, unfortunately. He might have had something come up. John's always been very good about being punctual in there, so something had to happen at that end. His article, though, let me go through it with you. He said the FBI raid is just, and this again, based upon what we knew when he wrote it this morning, not what's happened over the last 2 hours that we've been on the air. He said the FBI raid is just a piece of a much larger story that's playing out in slow motion and in plain sight, the rigging of the 2024 presidential election. Again, this is a piece written by John Daniel Davidson, senior editor of The Federalist, saying, much like the 2020 election, which wasn't stolen so much as rigged months in advance to give Joe Biden an advantage that all but guaranteed his victory, the 2024 election is being rigged to ensure that Trump either cannot run or, if he does run, cannot win. Many have already proposed that same thing, that they're just trying to make him so muddied no one will want to be near him, certainly not vote for him. But that's not the reaction you're getting when you see people across the nation. Some have said, by the way, they will not put a Trump sticker on their car. In fact, they might even put a Biden sticker on if he runs, just to avoid being attacked, but they're still going to vote for Trump. Now, that might fit you and some of the others to say, no, I'm going to make it very clear I'm voting for Trump. To hell with everybody else. But back to John Daniel Davidson's piece, he said, consider this FBI raid. No serious person believes that document dispute was the real purpose of the raid. The idea that the FBI would search the home of a former president and a potential 2024 GOP candidate over an ongoing and not uncommon disagreement over presidential records with the National Archives is absurd on its face. That I fully agree with. He also pointed out, as we've been discussing and you've heard earlier, the remarks from Merrick Garland saying, I personally authorized it and we didn't take such a decision lightly. We were always looking for less intrusive ways to resolve this. And John says, if that were true, it more or less rules out the theory the FBI was looking for classified documents. The disagreement between the National Archives and Trump has been ongoing for months, and Trump's lawyers have been cooperating with the relevant authorities, raiding Trump's private residence over that, and in the process of triggering a political crisis, makes zero sense. He's correct about that. And as I told you, FBI agents were at the Trump compound 2 months ago. He showed them around. What do you want to see, guys? Let me show you around. Now, did one of those agents then see something that they thought they would either make up or to them look maybe suspicious? And that's part of the affidavit. See, that's the part we're missing even now. While the search warrant has been released publicly, as to what they were allowed to search, specifically all parts of the compound, that wherever things might be kept and things of that nature, not the staff members' locations or anything outside the main residence. The locations of 45 office, all storage rooms, all other rooms and areas within the premises used or available to be used by POTUS and his staff, in which boxes or documents could be stored, all structures and buildings on the estate. And they took something like 20 boxes of items. We now know that from the receipt document that's been released. And it included sets of documents marked as various classified top secret or SCI documents, which would indicate top secret sensitive information, the highest classification. All of that said, now that we know it was not the National Archives, because there's not a damn thing in this that indicates all we got what the National Archives wanted. They are not showing that in the receipt. Why would they also, which raises the other point, why wouldn't they say the National Archives were concerned about this particular piece and it's right here? We found it. We found it. Trump and his team have said, look, everything's been declassified anyway that I have, but you're willing to take a look anyway, which is why I invited them in. But they still decided to carry out the raid. So they did not presume him to be innocent. But then again, when the word started circulating late last night and it ran like wildfire that there might be something relating to nuclear programs or nukes, that ratcheted up interest even more so. But if they really believed that, why did they wait 3 days from the time they got the search warrant to execute it? There's no answer, because it's false. Always has been. Same thing about Merrick Garland saying, we look at everybody the same way, then they're all considered innocent. What a mealy mouth. I'm looking at a piece written by The Hill about Biden and saying the White House has a new messaging challenge on its hands, Donald Trump. Is Biden wary of appearing to influence the ongoing Justice Department? Doesn't want to talk the FBI search, obviously. And he's off on vacation, remember? He went down to the Carolinas for vacation. Somewhere in Kiowa, I believe. Democrats say that's the right approach, but it means Republicans continue to hurl accusations and condemnations at the Justice Department and the FBI. And it's wise for the White House to just stay silent on it. But they say the frenzy around it might take away attention on Biden's accomplishments, such as what the House is doing right now. And I'm trying to see if they have just completed the voting or not. That is, they are trying to see if they are going to pass through this Inflation Reduction Comedy Act. They're still debating it at this time. But one key Democrat has already said, if we stay in party, we will be raising taxes. Oh, he said the stuff you're not supposed to say in public. And, of course, included inside this Inflation Reduction Comedy Act, $80 billion for the IRS to include hiring 87,000 new agents. When we come back, I want you to hear Richard Arroyo with the Fox News talking about a GAO report based on 2017 on the IRS and how it'd been collecting ammunition and guns for quite some time, and a large number of them. This doesn't mean IRS agents are going to be going out and shooting everybody, but it's kind of sobering, and you'll also hear Senator Kennedy's response.
Hear podcast of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family owned. for three generations, 65 years. Rodler customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
A 2017 GOA report, that's a government accounting office report, found they have in their possession, the IRS, 5 million rounds of ammo and 5,000 plus weapons.
When you say ammo, what do you mean?
I mean ammunition. I mean guns. I mean the armed agents.
Wait a minute. This is not a metaphor.
No.
Senator.
Well, you have to watch what government officials do, not what they say. All I know is that this recent bill that was passed is going to double the size of the IRS. The IRS will have more agents or soldiers than the entire Israeli army, by some counts, than the entire army of Great Britain. And they're going to be told to go forth with or without guns and raise money.
That's the purpose of the IRS, to raise money. And now they are being weaponized by the Democrats while they continue to make you suffer. Because as they have made it clear, this Inflation Reduction Act, one of the greatest accomplishments in it is climate change. They are now still debating on the legislation at this time, planning to sending it direct to the White House because it's already been approved by a 51-50 vote because VP Harris cast the deciding vote in the Senate. Nancy Pelosi saying this is going to change lives. Well, you're right about that, Nancy. And keep in mind, I told you yesterday, about 150 of the legislators in the House, this includes Republicans, not just Democrats, are not showing up in person to vote on this. They're doing it by proxy. They're either campaigning or they're doing something else, and they ask someone else to do it for them. Texas Republican Chip Roy said it's absurd that lazy Democrats and Republicans are using the BS proxy voting rule to vote on the garbage Inflation Reduction Act and not show up to vote in person. I tend to agree with you, sir. Democrat Richard Neal of Massachusetts, I'd mentioned in the previous segment, was the Democrat I was saying that said, if we remain in power, here's what we'll do. He's chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. He said, Democrats, should we keep our power in the House, which will mean Nancy will still be holding the gavel more than likely, we will look to raise corporate and individual tax rates in 2023. They're already skipping the bait and switch. They're moving right to the switch because they've already got this passed as far as they can see. But it's going to fall out on some of these candidates that are running and how they've handled themselves in the past and what they're doing. Liz Cheney being prime. She's, of course, one of the two Republicans on the January 6th committee and thinks it's got to be tied to Donald Trump somehow or another. They now say that she is being, according to the Associated Press, the way they write it, she's bracing for defeat going into Tuesday's primary. Polling shows that she's losing to the GOP primary candidate endorsed by Trump, losing by 57 points, had been down 22, then 28, now by 30, now by 57. In other words, Cheney will not be coming back. At least she won't survive the primary in Wyoming. And part of it also has to do not just what they have been doing with us here, but what they try to push down on our kids and pushing transsexualism, things of this nature. They do it all the time. You know they do it. And at the same time, pushing abortion, pushing pronouns and things of that nature on our kids instead of educating, always indoctrinating. That kind of stuff is, the public has been fed up with it. Even Democrats and many Latinos. That's why so many Latino voters say the Republican Party stands for what we stand for. God, country, hard work. Look what happened just now. I'm just reading this. Shakespeare's Globe Theater in London. Joan of Arc, Catholic saint. Joan of Arc, a woman. 15th century peasant girl, became one of the most famous women in history, leading a French army to victory as a teenager. In 1429, the city of Orleans. Now they're going to try to re-justify the theater and use they, them pronouns instead of looking at her as Joan of Arc, a female. See what they've done? And they'll continue to do it. That's why these elections are so important. 2022 and certainly beyond. Oh, speaking of the elections coming up, Andrew, my boots on the ground correspondent in Chicago, sent me this word yesterday, and I read and I was shocked until I got to the end of it. Larry, I just found out my father, a lifelong Republican, is voting Democrat this year. Let me tell you, he had never done that when he was alive. He never would have done it when he was alive. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.